KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. It's too good to be false that Loving is based on a landmark civil rights case, Loving versus Virginia, in which an interracial couple named Loving were truly guided by the power of love. You don't dare mix stuff like that up, but the most daring part of this wonderful film, which was written and directed by Jeff Nichols, is its calmness. Momentous events move at a human pace, while Richard and Mildred Loving, a matchless pair of performances by Joel Edgerton and Ruth Negga, try with varying success to comprehend what's happening to them. The year is 1958. The place is Caroline County, Virginia, where Richard Loving, a white man with a rugged face, blonde crew cut, and impassive gaze, might be mistaken for a comfortable fit in a racist culture. And what a great idea it was to cast this intensely inward performer. In the opening scene, though, Richard learns from his black girlfriend, Mildred, that she's pregnant. "Good," he says after a beat. "That's real good." He's good, too, quietly and believably so. A working man who goes off every morning with his lunch pail and carpenter's level to build cinder block foundation walls. Single words can't describe what she is, partly because of Ruth Negga's exquisite portrayal, sometimes dreamy or rueful, sometimes lightning quick to grasp situations that Richard approaches warily, and thanks to Jeff Nichols' masterly script and direction. Loving one another as they do, and having known one another since childhood, their decision to marry couldn't be simpler. Yet it sends them on a harrowing journey that begins with Virginia invalidating their marriage as a violation of the state's anti-miscegenation statute, and ends almost a decade later when the Supreme Court unanimously strikes down the decision, putting an end to all race-based restrictions on marriage in the United States and declaring marriage an inherent right. The story has been told on screen before, once in a dramatization that was more fiction than fact, and once in an HBO documentary, but never with such emotional authority grounded in unerring observation. That shouldn't come as a surprise to those who've followed Jeff Nichols' career. There's no one like him working in independent film. He tells heartfelt stories from the American heartland, including Shotgun Stories, Take Shelter, and Mud, and this is the best so far. Free of cliches and condescension, it's full of surprises. Nick Kroll's ACLU lawyer, Bernie Cohn, pretends to much more certainty than he possesses. Michael Shannon's photojournalist, Gray Villette, brings his own gentle humanity to the story he does on The Lovings for Life magazine. An exterior shot of the Supreme Court isn't dwelled on, but allowed to speak for itself from a time when that building was a repository of enlightenment and hope. Loving honors its subject, its audience, and the movie medium. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.